Heyo, what's up, everybody? Justin Soderberg here, Main State of Mind podcast. Just doing a little update, looking forward, looking into the future a little bit here on the podcast. This is just an updated podcast, so it gives you a little idea how we're going to finish out season three. Looking forward to season four. But before we get started into all this stuff, be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, as well as follow us on Apple Podcasts and subscribe, and on Spotify Podcasts as well. You can also subscribe to us. Our video is on YouTube. Good place to watch the episodes if you don't like to listen to them in your car or when you're working. But yeah, it helps us a lot. If you feel free to reach out on any of those platforms as well, and let us know who you'd like to potentially see as a guest, or just questions or concerns. We do get emails quite often, and I'm pretty excited for that. And I really appreciate all of you guys and what you guys have done over the past three seasons so far. And we're working on getting close to a year of this podcast being live. And again, thank you guys all very much for listening and watching. Looking forward to coming episodes of the podcast. So this episode comes out on Monday, May 3rd. We're now into the month of May. This is just a quick update podcast, like I mentioned before. So this coming Wednesday is a cool episode with a Maine, not native, but someone who lives in Maine right now. He's a comic book artist. He calls himself a comic book storyteller. He's also a writer, co-publisher, and his name is Joseph Schmalke. He is behind Murder Hobo comic book. He works on Phantom Starkiller. He's the co-publisher of Black Caravan, which is an imprint of Scout comic books. So you want to check that one out. That's pretty fun. We recorded that one last week. It's coming out this week, though. So it's a great little thing if you would like into comic books and into storytelling and artwork. Great conversation about what he's been doing, what he's doing for Black Caravan and for Scout comic books. Murder Hobo is a real fun comic book as well. So check that out. That's coming out Wednesday, May 5th will be the release date of that one. That's going to be fun. Joseph Schmalke, a comic book storyteller. Just after that was episode 49, by the way. So episode 50 is coming up. May 12th is episode 50. Really excited about that one. It's 50 episodes of this podcast. Really pumped. We got a special guest for that one. Maine people know him now. New England people know him now. People across the world know him now. Jeremy Swayman, goaltender for the Boston Bruins, will join the podcast to talk his time at UMaine in the Black Bears organization, as well as now being part of the Boston Bruins organization and being a goaltender there. He's picked up some wins already, a shutout, and he's being an integral force in that Boston Bruins team right now. So we got a chance to talk to him. That comes out May 12th, episode 50. I'd love it to be the most listened to episode we've ever had. Big milestone for us, 50 episodes. Please check that out on May 12th. May 19th, the following week, we actually have my coworker or boss at, during my day job, Abe Firth from Orono Brewing Company, will join us for a big episode number 51. I've been waiting until it got past episode 50 to get Abe on here to talk how they started, him, Heather, Mark, and Asa started Orono Brewing Company back in 2014. Obviously know a lot about the story, but I'd like to share that with you guys as listeners. I've been with the company for 4.5 years now, but Abe's obviously been there since the beginning. So Abe loves the chat. We like to have conversations, and so we'll reminisce a little bit. The goal for that episode is to do a live in-person one for the first in-person episode of the Maine State of Mind. Both of us are fully vaccinated, and we're going to meet at the hut, hopefully at Orono Brewing Company, and give you guys a little on-site look into Orono Brewing Company as well. So that's episode 51 coming out on May 19th. Again, looking to the future, on May 26th, we have Bog Kasic coming on, who's also a comic book artist. He has done a variant cover for The Last Ronin as well. You'll learn a lot more about him, but he's coming on the podcast to kind of help, you know, promote himself and to talk comic books, but also he has an event coming up at our friend Paul's Galactic Comics on Hammond Street in Bangor on June 5th. He's going to be signing some autographs and saying hi to people. That is no admission charge on that one. Masks are required when you're in the building. And so that will be talking to him about comic books in general, but also what to expect at that event on June 5th. So Bob Kasic will be on for that episode as well. So that will be episode 52 coming out on May 26th. To wrap up season three, which has been a longer of the seasons, but I like to break these up into seasons. In the future, we might get away from that, but as of right now, we're just doing seasons. So season three's ends will be with Josh Moulton of Queen City Cinema Club. We will be talking our favorite sequels. Be a little bit different than any other movie night episode we've done. We're going to do more talking about it ahead of time in the days coming up here to figure out what movie sequels are better than their originals or equal. Most sequels, you know, out there are not as good, but there are a few out there that are better than the original or just really good in the first place. So that will come out June 2nd. That'll be an episode of Movie Night with Josh Moulton, Queen City Cinema Club. And we're excited for that one as well. So that will wrap up season three. And that will get us to episode 53 with Josh. And so excited for that. Excited to end that chapter of the podcast in season three. Moving into season four, a couple of new updates and quick fun facts. One is, as people get more vaccinated and as this COVID pandemic comes to a slow end, we will hopefully be doing more episodes in person with these people. It's just more fun to either visit these people in their companies or have them come visit us and have a conversation together in person. So it's fun being able to do it. Scheduling has been really easy to do it via Zoom. I will still obviously continue to do Zoom recordings with those who cannot make it in town. Obviously Jeremy Swayman, he was on the road with me when he recorded episode 50. He obviously wasn't going to make it in person. So we'll still do these remote ones, but for the future, we're hopefully going to do most of them in person together. So I keep on saying we, and that's because the goal is to have Adam Morissette, who used to join us for the Hoppy Hour podcast, be my new co-host of the Main State of Mind. So he will be on every episode he possibly can be on. Obviously, occasionally schedules won't work, but he is now the co-host of the Main State of Mind. We're super looking forward to that. So he will be, again, he's fully vaccinated and I'm fully vaccinated. So we'll be getting together and having conversations together for some hosts only episodes where we talk about random stuff. But also he'll be here to talk with me for those episodes that we have a guest. So there'll be three people on at that time. So pretty excited about that. Got the equipment coming in the mail to make it so it's possible for us to have high quality podcasts with multiple people. So we'll kick off season four on June 9th. That'll be the first episode to come out, and that'll be me and be Adam. And we'll be talking about what we expect to get out of the podcast moving forward and what we expect to have with guests and so on. So that'll be a fun one. We'll probably have some other topics to talk about. There's some big things in the Marvel world and things like that that we might want to get, you know, touch base on, but it'll be kind of cool to have Adam be on every episode to help us with that. So I'm really looking forward to that. Adam's a good friend of mine, and I'm excited to talk with all these people with Adam on board as well. So looking to season four, again, June 9th will be the beginning of that episode. And those will be the first three episodes of season four will be pre-recorded by a couple of weeks because I'm expecting a child right around that. So those will be all pre-recorded and pre-scheduled. And so just a little heads up on that. Usually I record the week of, but we're going to do a couple weeks in advance for these special episodes. Paul Eaton will join us again for season four to do more of the poll list. The first episode is going to be our favorite superpowers, so it won't be related to a specific comic book character or comic book company. It'll just be basic on superpowers in general. So he'll join us for season four. Mark Horton, co-owner of and co-founder of Woodman's Brew Pub, also co-founder and co-owner of Orna Brewing Company. But Mark will join me to talk Woodman's Brew Pub on the podcast. I'll be excited about that one. Jack Watkins, who is the owner of Spencer's Ice Cream in Bradley, will join us for a podcast. So we're excited for that one. Josh will return to do more movie night podcasts. Again, may switch it up a little bit and not do as many top 10 lists, but just talk movies in general. And hopefully with Adam being able to join us, we'll get a good conversation going there. One of the things that Adam and I are looking forward to is traveling a little bit too. So we might do some episodes where we do random talks in random spots, really random weird places in Maine. But also, getting some of these guests that we've been having on from Westbrook or Portland and actually going to Westbrook or Portland and setting up remotely there and to record in on location. We've got a couple of guests that I've got to reach out to and talk to you about having that and, you know, going down for a day, recording three times in one day and getting all those in there, but having that opportunity to actually be in person with these people, which we're looking forward to as well. So that's kind of a little synopsis of what's happening end of season three, beginning of season four, into season four. Season four should wrap up right around September, beginning of September, and then we'll roll into season five, which will be kind of cool because I'll be getting into the fall. Bangor Comic and Toy Con will be in season five. We'll be hopefully live on site there to talk to some of the guests in October. So that will be fun. We'll do some other episodes again with people all over the state and all over the world, really. So we're looking forward to it. So Adam joins us for season four. We got some cool guests coming up into season three. Looking forward to season five coming up in the fall. We're going to keep rolling with this. You know, I'm having a baby, but we're going to do this. We're going to keep it going, and I'm excited and I'm thankful for all you guys listening and joining us. So end of season four is this coming Wednesday is going to be Joseph Schmalke, comic book storyteller. That will come out on May 5th. On May 12th, Jeremy Swayman, Boston Bruins goaltender, episode 50. I want you all to make the most listened to episode or watched episode on the podcast. May 19th is Abe Firth of Orono Brewing Company. May 26th is Bob Kasich of comic book artist and comic book storyteller as well. And then on June 2nd is Josh Moulton, Queen City Cinema Club. We're going to talk best sequels. And then we'll kick off season four with Adam coming on board to talk with me. And we'll do a host only episode launching June 9th. And then Paul on June 16th to talk about superpowers. And then on June 23rd is Mark Horton of Woodman's Brewpub to talk that restaurant. So fun packed beginning of the summer, beginning of the, you know, end of the season four or season three and going into season four. Looking forward to it again to find all this information out and get notified when a new episode comes out. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Apple or Spotify Podcasts. Subscribe on YouTube. Check out our website, themainstateofmind.com, but also follow us on Facebook and Instagram, The Main State of Mind. Check us out and share with your friends. If you love what we talk about, share with people and let them know that we're doing this thing. So really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Looking forward to the future of this episode, of these podcasts, and I'm looking forward to Adam joining me as a co-host to enjoy this ride along with me. So thanks again, everybody. That's a recap of what's coming up. And I really appreciate all the guests that have been on in the past and looking forward to some of them returning in the upcoming seasons, but also new guests coming on to talk with us. Enjoy, everybody.